Thank you, Pete. Our last batch of news has several items to do with new road systems and changes in parking in our area. We start with the warning of roadworks at a major roundabout. We then hear about a head teacher's concern regarding the introduction of new parking restrictions around his school and the implementation of a year-round parking ban at a coastal nature haven. Finally, we get an update on the funding of the proposed NDR Western Link. Work on the A1074 Norfolk Showground roundabout off the A47 at Longwater will commence from Monday, January the 20th, as part of planning conditions for a nearby housing development. Taylor Wimpey were granted permission to build new homes close to the junction in April 2014. But safety worries were raised by Highways England over cars queuing up the slip road and onto the A47. Changes to the junction required as part of the planning conditions include changing the layout to a teardrop shape, installing lights at the approach to the roundabout from the A1074 flyover and the A47 slip road, installing underground cabling for the new traffic lights along Long Lane from the Cossey Park and Ride to the roundabout and along the A47 slip road. In order to do this quickly and safely, Norfolk County Council say that some of the works need to be carried out while road closures are in place. Funding for the road layout changes will come from Taylor Wimpey and will be carried out by Norfolk County Council's Community and Environmental Services Department and their contractors. The locations and dates of the planned closures are as follows. The southbound approach to the roundabout on the A1074 Durham Road overpass is expected to be closed from January the 20th to February the 7th for 24 hours a day. The A47 westbound off slip road is expected to be closed on the following dates. Overnight on February the 8th between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. for 5 days from February the 10th to February the 14th for 24 hours a day. Overnight from February the 17th to February the 21st between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. The Showground roundabout is expected to be closed for 5 nights from February the 17th to February the 21st between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. for road resurfacing. Two-way traffic lights will be in operation on the C162 Long Lane from February the 1st to February the 21st for 24 hours a day.
The majority of College Road, Recreation Road, Earlham Road and the avenues in Norwich's Golden Triangle will be subject to new parking restrictions after Norwich City Council's Highways Agency Committee voted on the changes. Only residents with parking permits will be able to park on these streets, as well as surrounding roads, from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Saturday, after a strong demand for permit parking from residents, according to Green Party City Councillor Denise Harlow. Bob Holderness, head teacher of the Parkside School, which backs onto College Road and Recreation Road, said he was concerned about the impact on the staff and visiting professionals as there was limited parking on the school site. He was also worried the lack of roadside parking would create safety issues during morning and afternoon drop-off for the 40 minibuses and taxis used to transport children from across Norfolk. The school, which teaches 165 pupils aged 7 to 17, has 105 staff and attracts visiting professionals, including physiotherapists, occupational therapists, psychologists. It has 33 on-site spaces, around 25 staff car share, and Mr. Holden S. said the school encouraged staff to walk or cycle. Mrs. Carlo said, the College Road and Recreation Road sections include a mix of short-stay parking along three of the boundaries of Parkside School and Recreation Road School, which will be available to teachers visiting the schools, Earlham shops, and anyone else. The two schools also share an off-road car park at the Sports Centre on Recreation Road.
From Monday, January the 13th, there will be new restrictions at Beach Road in Winterton, banning all parking on both sides of the road. The narrow lane between the dunes, a site of special scientific interest, is frequently clogged by cars, but current parking rules only apply from March to September. It is hoped the move will end chaotic scenes. Former Parish Council Chairman Eric Lund, who started the process to bring in the ban over 2 years ago, said he hoped the new restrictions would ease problems and encourage people to use the car park, which is even nearer to the sea. Winterton have been a big draw for years, with people from miles around attracted by the wild beauty of the beach and dunes, he said. More recently, though, as Horses seal population had grown and spread, parking had become even more of an issue, even though there was a pay-to-use car park a stone's throw away.
More than £3 million is being set aside to pay for more preparatory work on the controversial Western Link, which would connect Norwich's Northern Distributor Road to the A47. The figure of £3.3 million is being worked into Norfolk County Council's capital budget for the next 12 months, with the Conservative-controlled council having made the £153 million road one of its key priorities. Some of the money would be used to pay for traffic modelling, developing and submitting the outline business case for the road to the Department of Transport. And some of the money would be spent to complete the procurement for the project, so a contractor designer team is in place by autumn this year. Martin Wilby, the council's cabinet member for highways and infrastructure, said, it's important that we invest in better infrastructure for Norfolk, and the Western Link is a major piece of infrastructure to link the Broadland Northway to the A47.
That is all from this part of Chatterbox. Soon, Marion Penn and John Francis will be presenting more news and information. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Trevor Wood.
And goodbye from me, Sophie Yeomans.